To some extent, they do, and then they also respond with their own marketing, and so the sum total of all of it really is quite beneficial to the area.
But does that translate into long-term gains, or is it a temporary phenomenon?
Whenever we've had major investments in our leisure industry, like a new attraction opening, we get a substantial boost in visitation, not only in the year that it occurs, but in the next year as well. It creates more competition. The other attractions have to respond. And in a rising national economy, all factors are sort of lined up for a really great summer season here in 2011.
So the whole Harry Potter thing has given us a big boost in the number of jobs, but what about the quality of those jobs, Hank? I mean, at least at the entry level, aren't these fairly low-paying jobs?
That's absolutely true, but there were gains in professional business services, education, or healthcare that pay more. That aside, jobs are good. Jobs are good. And so it's important that people get employed. And the fact is, over the last 12 months, personal income has increased by 5.1%. Wages are up more than 4.5%. And that's significantly higher than the gain in prices. So even though we've had higher gasoline prices and the turmoil in the Middle East and problems in Japan, incomes are rising. And that lays the foundation for stronger sustained gains in spending and therefore more employment. And this is the growth cycle.
Still, though, you know, Florida's jobless numbers are pretty dismal. What else could we be doing as a state, in your view, Hank, to get the economy back on track?
I think that we're looking at the problem incorrectly. We look at the state budget as if it is some $68 to $70 billion as proposed by the House and Senate. But that's not really what it is, because we exempt more than $25 billion worth of spending from our sales tax. So our real budget is more like $100 billion, because sales tax exemptions are a policy decision. They're no different than spending. Now, some of the sales tax exemptions for food and medicine make a lot of sense, but others are very unnecessary or outmoded. We always pick on ostrich feed.
Right.
But for example, we don't tax bottled water. We don't tax tickets to sporting events. And we could tax those things. There would be some impact, obviously, on households, but the sensitivity of spending on those things is very low. In other words, a small 6% increase in the tax on bottled water or sports tickets is not going to cause much reduction in the spending on those items. And we could take that money then and not have to cut $1 billion out of education, not have to fire a bunch of teachers, and build the human capital of the state. That would position us much better economically.